With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The investigation continuing in Minneapolis following that shooting at a Catholic school Wednesday morning. Two children are dead, 17 wounded. Now that includes 14 kids and three adults who were hit. Police say the gunman later took his own life. Police Chief Brian O'Hara says the school gunman appears to have tried to block several exits from the church.
The shooter approached on one side of the church building, and on that side, at least two doors, it appears there had been like a 2x4 placed. So not all of the doors around the building, but on the side where the shooter did fire.
And on the outside?
On the outside, yes.
The director of the nation's top public health agency has been terminated. More on that story from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
After only 4 weeks on the job, the head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has been removed. A White House spokesman said Susan Meneres isn't aligned with President Trump's agenda. Her lawyers issued a statement saying Meneres chose protecting the public over serving a political agenda and that she has been targeted. Following her ouster, several of the agency's top scientific leaders resigned. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Controversy in New Jersey. A lawsuit claims the American Dream Mall violating the county blue laws by allowing retail sales on Sundays. Laws prohibit the sale of non-essential items like clothing and furniture. A missing 12-year-old boy with autism whose body was discovered in a New Orleans canal following a two-week-long search died from blunt force due to an alligator and drowning. Brian Vasquez was first reported missing on the 14th of August. This is SRN News. A major medical facility is, well, doing a 180.
Boston Children's Hospital was the first in the nation to open a pediatric gender clinic where kids could get sex change operations or receive puberty-blocking hormones. Now under pressure from the Trump administration and fearing lawsuits from unhappy customers, the hospital is trying to erase history. Gay activists report the BCH has done a thorough purge of its website to remove all references to the surgeries it carried out in the past. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Alaska State Medical Board approving preliminary language that could result in disciplinary action against medical pros who provide sex change operations to kids. The draft language will be sent to the Alaska Attorney General's office for review. After that, the board can hold a meeting to receive oral comments, but it's not really required to do so. This is SRN News. Hundreds of homes evacuated near Napa, California, as crews try to get a handle on the so-called picket fire. Public Information Officer Charles Kuniyoshi.
Firefighters are going into very rugged terrain, and they're either putting in a new containment line. Sometimes they're having to improve maybe an existing containment line. And then also firefighters are having to hike in and go and put what we call hot spots out, right? So these areas that the fire has burned through, and then there's maybe some smoldering areas.
NFL easing restrictions on Tom Brady as he gets ready for his second season as Fox Sports top analyst. Now, Brady can participate in production meetings, but only virtually. He still can't go to a practice or visit training complexes. That's because he owns 5% of the Las Vegas Raiders. More details at srnnews.com.